Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Promptly Potter, where each episode we flex our critical analysis muscles and break down a question about the Harry Potter novels. This is episode 146. And today's prompt comes from Chapter 14 of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, titled Felix Felicis. Hello folks, my name is Steph, and I will be your host for this episode. Today's prompt focuses on having a perfect day. In what Muggle situation might Felix Felicis be useful for me? I mean, gosh, when would it not be wonderful to have a bottle of luck in my pocket? I guess we should probably set some ground rules for using this potion, since there are applications that we should consider here and in the wizarding world. Number one, no using Felix to influence the outcome of a sporting event or public election. Number two, no using Felix to gain an unfair advantage over someone else in a non-life-threatening situation. Number three, no giving Felix to someone without telling them what it is and what it does. Why is it important to put these guidelines in place? Well, at least one of these is in place in the wizarding world. You absolutely cannot use Felix Felicis for Quidditch, and I believe we should carry these over into the Muggle world as well. The others I added for moral reasons, and because, as a Hufflepuff, I also believe that it's important to have fair play. Even with those restrictions in place, there are plenty of situations left where Felix would be incredibly helpful. Let's start with something that is very mundane. A day of travel. Why would I waste a bit of Felix potion on something so small, you might ask? Because there are so many darn things that can go wrong when you're traveling, and it can be a real pain to correct even a small issue. So here's how I think that would go. Let's say I take Felix right before I go to bed, the night before I'm supposed to catch a plane. Then, in the morning, I wake up before my alarm, but I'm refreshed and I'm ready to go. My bags are already perfectly packed, even if maybe they weren't before I went to bed. And I don't forget anything that had to be left out until the last minute, like my toothbrush. My cab to the airport shows up exactly on time, and there's no traffic whatsoever on the way to the airport. Perhaps I've already checked in for my flight, but I didn't realize that they're doing a special promotion and, gosh, I've been upgraded to first class, which includes concierge service, access to the special first class lounge, and upgraded amenities. Getting through security is a breeze, my flight is right on time, and of course, I get to board first because I'm in first class. When I get to my seat, I find out I'm sitting next to my favorite author, who seems like they are in the mood to answer all of my questions about that special book that I love. There's absolutely no turbulence on the flight, and I even arrive early to my destination because that's how Felix works. My bags are the first to arrive on the conveyor belt, my shuttle to the hotel is spotless, and at the hotel, it turns out, darn, there's been a mix-up with my rooms, but I'm being upgraded to the Royal Suite, free of charge. See? Felix turned what could have been a miserable trudge into a day to remember. But let's up the ante here. We've covered how Felix could be used to elevate a boring day, but what about a slightly more important situation, like a virtual presentation that I'm giving at school or at work? Felix would make sure that I don't feel nervous, all of my notes are coordinated, my internet is stable without hiccups. No one watching the presentation forgets to mute themselves or unmute themselves when they have a question. There are no knocks at my door while I'm presenting, and my dog is deeply asleep and definitely not barking at a squirrel in the yard. None of my words are flubbed during the presentation, and my boss, or professor, is so interested and excited by my presentation that I am asked to work with them on a special project that could really help my future career. A few hours after the presentation, my professor, or boss, invites me to give the same presentation at a conference, and it's in a city that I've always wanted to visit. Bonus, all of my expenses will be paid by either the company or my school. I take myself out to lunch to celebrate my success, and my favorite restaurant has a table just for me in my favorite spot, and my favorite dish is their special of the day. What an excellent day this has turned out to be. One of the reasons I put in a restriction about gaining an unfair advantage over others is the same reason why Felix is banned from use in Quidditch. I don't personally think that it's ethical to have a magical advantage over someone else in that type of situation. It's fine for me to have a better day than someone else because I took Felix Felicis, but it's not okay for me to use Felix to make sure that someone else's day doesn't go well. That's why I chose a presentation for our last example instead of a job interview. I'm using Felix Felicis to help myself in a singular situation, rather than using Felix to gain an unfair advantage over someone else who might be applying for the same job. It's a subtle difference, but it's an important one to me. Let's consider one final example where the stakes are extremely high and it's a day that is supposed to be very special for everyone. A wedding. First of all, if I took Felix Felicis for a wedding, everyone involved would wake up exactly when they're supposed to, regardless of what time they went to bed the night before, or if they took maybe more butter beer than they should have. And everyone is feeling excited and well rested, even if it was hard to sleep because of all of that excitement. When I get to the venue for last-minute checks, everything is exactly where it's supposed to be. The decorations are gorgeous. All of the vendors know precisely what they're supposed to do and what the schedule is, and no one has any questions for me whatsoever. Surprise! It turns out that my friends have booked a massage package to help me feel extra relaxed on my special day, and I get to undergo several hours of pampering before I get changed and then head back to the venue. My outfit for the event is somehow wrinkle-free, even though it hasn't been anywhere near a steamer or an iron, and I haven't forgotten to bring or pack a single accessory. During the ceremony, I remember all of the words that I'm supposed to say exactly when I'm supposed to say them, and the rest of the night is the most fun party I have ever had. I think this is the ideal use of Felix, turning something that was already going to be amazing into an absolutely flawless situation. But that is merely my opinion. Tell us what you think about today's prompt over on MuggleNet.com's social media channels and use hashtag PromptlyPotter to join in the conversation.
Promptly Potter is produced by Marissa Osman, edited by Patrick Muselek, and is brought to you by MuggleNet.com.